I think the only way we can make a difference is to stand up and fight for ourselves. We've proven that in Donegal, be it back in cancer services with defective blocks. You know, we have to come out and you have to show that the government, you know, has to do better. Now, what does that mean for Letterkenny? That means more beds, more nurses, more doctors, not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but in the community hospitals, in the primary care service. So we need to get that right. And we have to end the indignity, the injustice of so many of our people, but in the, you know, the queues, been on the trolleys, and of course the staff are under unbelievable pressure.
There's a couple of hundred people here. Given the fact that the roads are in a bad condition, footpaths in particular, even footpaths around the hospital not in a great condition this afternoon, that says something.
Absolutely. I mean, if we have to start somewhere, and I want to commend everybody who's come out to speak about the anger and the concern of the community in Donegal, but particularly in solidarity with our staff, with our nurses and doctors who are at the front line, are working in impossible conditions again this winter. So we need to say to the government that over the next period now, this has to be the last period of time. I mean, let's be honest, it's all year round, but it's particularly bad in winter.